Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. A little Britney Spears. Why not? Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend, Jeff Marek, host of The Sheet Daily on Daily Faceoff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's everyone down there?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us again. So, Jeff, I want to rope you into a conversation we had yesterday. The Predators are intent on continuing to compete for the playoffs. Most of their core players are on the back nine of their careers. Here was the question we were debating yesterday. Is now the time for the Predators to take a big swing in the trade market with all of the draft picks they've hoarded, all of these prospects they've drafted, a new GM coming in? And if so, who is a player you would suggest they target?
What a great question. Okay, so this is predicated on the Nashville Predators competing in what is pretty obviously the most competitive division in the entire NHL, which shows no signs of slowing down and improvement from teams like the St. Louis Blues. So this is going to be challenging. I'll tell you what, you know who I've always wondered about? And again, this is just the three of us throwing this around on a Wednesday afternoon.
Of course.
Like, this isn't a report. But there's always been one player that I've wondered about. And if things break well for the GM search and it ends up being Tom Fitzgerald, you know who I've always wondered about in Nashville? Nico Hischier of the New Jersey Devils.
Mm.
And it's not just the Swiss connection with Roman Josi, but this is a team that's always been looking for a number one center. And we know how much they covet two-way centers, see O'Reilly, Ryan. I just wonder if it wouldn't – again, this is predicated on you got to take a wild swing here, make a big trade, spend some of the draft capital and the prospect capital that you have to try to get back in the playoffs. The guy that I would be looking at is Nico Hischier. You know, at his closeout interviews at the end of this season for the Devils, he was anything but committal about his future with New Jersey. And the minute I heard that, I said, right now, Barry Trotz, but if I'm the next general manager of the Nashville Predators, I'm trying to get my hooks into Nico Hischier. One of the best two-way centers in the game. I know he's not the biggest guy out there, defensively conscious, always in the conversation for the Selke Trophy. That would be the guy that I would be swinging for.
Interesting. Jeff, you did mention Tom Fitzgerald in that answer, and there is a sense of inevitability around here that Tom Fitzgerald is going to be the next GM of the Predators, or at least part of the front office, maybe president of hockey operations. What is the latest you're hearing about Nashville's GM search?
Well, first of all, I mean, this is one of the longest searches, right? And for good reason. It's a relatively new ownership group, and they wanted to cast the net large, and they wanted to sort of get a full breadth and understanding of who the players are, what they're all about. And more than anything else, like, I would do the same thing if I was Nashville. I'm going down a side road here, but I would do the same thing and try to collect up as much information as possible. I mean, I'm hearing all the same thing that everyone's hearing, and that Tom Fitzgerald is, I don't know if preferred candidate is too strong, but that's certainly the way that it seems. You know, I think that there's a healthy dose of Bill Scott, who I really do admire. You know, Bill's been with the Edmonton Oilers now, I think it goes back to Craig McTavish, so that'd be four general managers, cap wizard, hardworking guy, Michigan State, the whole deal. Brett Peterson from the, you know, two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, general manager of Team USA at the World Hockey Championships, Scott White, who was the runner-up in the Toronto Maple Leaf search, the assistant general manager of the Dallas Stars. I mean, we're all sort of hearing the same names, and it seems as if that's where the Predators have drilled down. But I think we're all on the same page here, guys. It seems as if he wants it and they can come to a deal, I'm going to guess that this is Tom Fitzgerald's position to lose.
Now, Jeff, to the dismay of all of Predator fans, they end up with the 10th pick in the draft.
Oh,
we wanted the number one pick so bad.
No conspiracy whatsoever,
exactly.
Jeff.
Can I hate to interrupt you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, here's what's interesting about this draft. Now, Gavin McKenna of Penn State is the presumptive first overall pick. He's a really good player, make no mistake about it. He's a high-skill guy. And after the World Juniors, he really sort of cemented that position. Didn't have the best of all possible starts for Penn State this year, but after the World Juniors, he became a different player. The problem is, he's a perimeter guy. He's a guy that plays a lot on the outside. He's highly skilled. He does have a very good shot. He's an elite-level playmaker. But again, he's a perimeter guy. You can succeed in the NHL at that level if your name is Patrick Kane or if your name is Nikita Kucherov. I don't think that Gavin McKenna is Nikita Kucherov or Patrick Kane. So if you're picking first, like the Toronto Maple Leafs are poised to pick first here, unless they trade the pick, I would honestly hate to be the team that has to make that decision, whether we take Gavin McKenna or not. Because if you say no and go somewhere a little bit safer, okay, like you take one of the highly touted defensemen that are out there, and there are no shortage of highly touted defense, or you take the Swedish winger, Ivar Stenberg, who looks like he could step into the NHL next season. If you do that and you miss, you forever become the general manager who missed out on Gavin McKenna, the most skilled player in the draft. For me, the sweet spot is two. To me, because you let someone else make the decision on Gavin McKenna, and then you just sort of pick up from there. Sorry, that's my only point on Gavin McKenna here.
No, not at all. And you're leading me right into my question, because you're concerned whether they're going to draft McKenna at one or not. And you said that best spot is that number two spot. The Predators are at number 10. Are they out of the range of getting an impact player?
No. You know what? It all depends on, you know, what Vancouver. I think Vancouver's going to go with Caleb Malhotra. That's what it seems like. He's probably the best center in the draft. Manny Malhotra's son. He plays with the Brantford Bulldogs of the OHL. I would imagine Chicago and New York and probably Calgary would grab defensemen. Probably Seattle. Winnipeg would probably look up front. At 10, I mean, there's a Latvian defender, big defenseman by the name of Albert Smits. He'll probably be in that range. Viggo Björk is in there, smallish, hardworking forward from Sweden. Wyatt Cullen, who's just a marvelous skater, great, you know, puck distributor, high motor guy. He's part of the fuel for USA. Ethan Belchitz, a 6'5" power forward from the Windsor Spitfires. Tynan Lawrence of BU might be the second best center available. There's like your Nikita Klepovs from Saginaw, Oscar Hemming at BC. Maybe you get Dax Rudolph if he falls somehow. Ryan Lynn, the smallish, highly skilled defenseman from Vancouver. I'll say this. I don't know that Nashville gets a great player, but in the spot that they're in, they're going to get a very good player, and there'll probably be a lot to choose from, too. So okay. I don't look at this one and go like, oh, man, 10, you might as well trade the pick. No, they're still going to get a player. Does that player walk into the NHL next season? Probably not.
Well, he led into another question, them possibly trading out of that pick because maybe the guy that they wanted isn't there. What is the likelihood of that?
You know, hockey's interesting. You know, every year we say the same thing. Oh, there's going to be all kinds of trades, and this team is moving up, and they're going to package. I'm just talking about the first round. Mm-hmm. Hockey's sort of unique. Everyone talks about it. Everybody gets to the draft, and they just make their picks, and then they just go home. Like, hockey's the one sport that talks a good game, and then everyone just does the predictable thing, and then everybody goes home. So I know I like to play, because I'm with you. Like, I look at that and say, like, man, if we can package this up and get something else and turn it. Like, Nashville's tried. Like, when Nashville hosted the draft, they tried to move up to 4 and trade with San Jose because they wanted Will Smith, and they were dangling Yaroslav Askarov. Now, they ended up trading Askarov eventually to San Jose, but that was the beginning of moving Askarov to San Jose. So I will say that even though you don't see movement in the first round a lot, other than teams moving down and picking up picks, what does tend to happen is a lot of conversation around trading picks happens in the first round, but the actual trade itself happens months later or weeks later. But a lot of the seeds get planted at the draft. But if you're Nashville right now, I think you're open for business and everything is on the table. If the player you want or the couple of players you want to choose from are available, I think it's always a good idea to take the pick, because then it just gets handed over to your development staff and, you know, over to you, Milwaukee, see what you can do with this guy. Or you move them, depending on which way you want to go. Do you want players now or do you want players in the future? And that's going to be one of the decisions that the next general manager of the Preds makes here.
Jeff Merrick is with us from Daily Faceoff. And Jeff, I'm sure you've had plenty of discussion about what happened in Toronto the last couple of days. Very entertaining, for sure. It's never not. So with them winning the lottery, what do you think that does to the outlook of the future of Auston Matthews? Because we've had our debate here, our hypothetical, if he were to go on the market, what would Nashville's ability be, and would that be a good idea to dive in there and throw a bunch of assets at the Maple Leafs? But now that they won the lottery, do you think that increases their chances that they could keep Matthews in the fold?
I really do. Now, the other question becomes, do they want to keep Auston Matthews in the fold? And I ask this because if John Chayka and Matt Sundin decide, okay, look, we've got Gavin McKenna, if we look to take Auston Matthews to market or see what's out there, I mean, personally, I would look at Utah and look at players like TJ Ginla and Caleb Desnoyer and Anton Simashev, the big, you know, 7-foot-tall defenseman, like good young players that can really sort of turbocharge a rebuild. And you can spin a rebuild around a lot faster when you have players like that are starting in the NHL. But the one thing, see, it's a really interesting question, too, because the one thing about Auston Matthews is it's almost like right now the Maple Leafs have to demonstrate to Auston Matthews and his agent, Judd Moldaver, of the team, that they can turn it around. And last year was a blip on the radar, and this team can spin right back and be in a playoff picture and be in a position not just to get to the playoffs, but also do some damage. Gavin McKenna does speed things up a lot quicker because now John Chayka has options and he has a lot of them. Even if you want to move down or move off of number one, right? You can do that. Even if you only move down a couple of spots, that number one spot is still very much coveted and you can still pick up assets even if you're going to move it. Now, I don't think they do, but at least now John Chayka has that option.
Barry Trotz has used this term, and I think that there was a time, Jeff, you could probably remember, where Nashville was not anywhere close to being the, quote, destination city. But they have got a pretty good reputation. I'm curious about a guy like Auston Matthews. Would he take an interest? Because he controls it, right? He's got the no trade, so he could provide the list. Here's where I would go. I'm curious about Utah in that respect. They got a heck of a team, for sure. But I'm wondering if – so – we discussed, should Nashville get in the game because they have that going for them? They're the no-tax state. They do have a lot of things that they could trade. So do you think it's smart to dive in there to go after a Matthews, if it were to happen?
I don't think you're being a good general manager unless you at least see what the price would be, right? Like, find out what the marketplace is. Like, if you bring in someone like Tom Fitzgerald, I mean, he's already been sort of at this on a daily basis with the New Jersey Devils. So he has to... I mean, the market always changes, but has a general sense of what the marketplace is for everybody in the NHL. And so I think that it's good for Nashville to understand what it would take. If you're getting at the idea of would an Auston Matthews want to go to Nashville, I mean, his agent has a house there. Judd bought a place there a few years ago, I think right around the same time that he did the Roman Josi deal with Nashville. I know that Nashville has become a destination for players, both while they're playing and afterwards, whether it's Ryan Getzlaff or whether it's George Parros. Like, players go, like, put it this way, the secret is out about how good Nashville is, about how great a place it is to live, how great a place it is to, although it has a reputation of like fun city, it's also a great place to raise a family. The team is always trying to be competitive. The fan base is great, and they love their hockey players, especially their tough players and their tough teams. So it is a desirable place for players to go. And I think that if Austin Matthews does go anywhere, he is going west. I think we've all wondered about Los Angeles. I think Utah might be able to put the best package together. Does he want to live in Utah? I don't know. But I would think that, that Matthews wouldn't dismiss the idea of going to Nashville. Now, should Nashville get in the sweepstakes? I think that if you're a general manager, it's your job to try to find and accrue the most talent you can. And if you have a chance to bring in someone like Austin Matthews, I think you have an obligation as a GM to investigate it. Kind of like how, you know, when it was pretty obvious that, you know, Quinn Hughes wanted to go to New Jersey to play with his brothers, you have to find a way to make that work. Mm. If you find out that Austin Matthews wants to go to Nashville, you have to find a way to make that work.
Okay, same type of question. What do you think the percentage chance, real chance, that Brady Tkachuk would hit the market? Or do you think that's just all talk? Do you think he'll stay in Ottawa?
I don't think it's talk. I mean, that rumor has always been out there. I mean, there'll be a long lineup of teams if Steve Staios ever decides to take them to market. I mean, Brady Tkachuk did say that, you know, all the trade rumors are becoming a distraction to him. I don't think it's a guarantee that he stays. I really don't. Now, that doesn't mean that it happens tomorrow or at the draft or in the summer or even all of next season. But, you know, I remember talking to Matthew Tkachuk, and this was right around the time that Brady was doing his deal with the Ottawa Senators, and everybody was involved. The agent was involved. The dad was involved. Matthew himself was involved, and Matthew Tkachuk, we were having a conversation at the NHL Players Tour. He said, look, the one thing you have to understand is when you negotiate with one of us, you negotiate with all of us here. So he's being advised by a lot of people. I think he knows the marketplace would be massive. I would think that the lineup would start behind Dallas. Dallas tried to get Matthew Tkachuk. They didn't have the assets that Florida had, and I'm pretty sure that Jim Neal would move heaven and earth to try to bring in someone like Brady Tkachuk, which might just be exactly what Dallas needs to get over the hump. But I don't think the answer is zero. If there's any chance that Brady Tkachuk stays, I still think that there's an opportunity for him to leave. So I don't think it's 100% that he goes back to Ottawa next year.
Jeff Marek has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. He is the host of The Sheet on Daily Faceoff. You can watch every Monday through Friday starting at noon Central. Jeff, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch up soon.
Man, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Over and out.
615-737-1025. A lot there from Jeff Marek. We will react to it coming up next. You can as well. 615-737-1025. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.